Last spring, baseball star Rafael Palmeiro waved his finger in the air and told Congress, "I have never used steroids, period." Well, only a couple of months later, Palmeiro tested positive for steroids in a Major League Baseball drug test. On August 1st, just 2 weeks after Palmeiro collected his 3,000th career hit, Major League Baseball suspended him for 10 days. He's the highest profile player punished under the league's new steroid policy shortly after the suspension. Representative Tom Davis of the House Government Reform Committee said Congress would look into whether Mr. Palmeiro had committed perjury when he testified before Congress. Today, he issued his report, and NPR's Tom Gold joins us now from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Palmeiro was found not to have committed perjury. Is that the same as the committee saying he was innocent?
Not quite. The committee's decision, as Tom Davis said, is not a finding of innocence. It's a finding that they could not substantiate perjury. Palmeiro, as you mentioned, testified before Congress on March 17th and wagged his finger, as you mentioned. "I'd never used steroids, period." Then he tested positive for stanozolol, an anabolic steroid. He tested positive in May. That was 7 or 8 weeks later after his testimony. Tom Davis said today that based on the detection window for stanozolol, which is, he said, 3 to 4 weeks, the committee was unable to conclude that Palmeiro took the substance, either purposely or inadvertently, before his testimony.
Now, according to the committee, Palmeiro's in the clear for that steroid, which showed up in the test administered in early May, but couldn't there have been other steroids in his system when he testified, steroids that might have cycled out before that test was performed?
Certainly, and Davis did address that as well. He said the committee pursued other leads of people who'd volunteered evidence that maybe Palmeiro had taken steroids prior to the time of his testimony. The committee asked for additional evidence and ran down some leads and could not substantiate those leads. Davis said had they been able to, the committee would have pursued the perjury charge. And amplifying what Davis said, Palmeiro's lawyers yesterday released a statement saying that Palmeiro took a previously undisclosed drug tests in 2003 and 2004 tested negative for steroids on both occasions.
Well, they also issued that statement that sort of attempted to make an explanation as to how steroids might possibly have found themselves into Rafael Palmeiro's body.
Yeah, and this was one of the things that was left hanging. As Tom Davis said, the scope of this investigation was narrow. They weren't getting into the how he tested positive or why. And one of the things that was left hanging was Palmeiro's contention that it might have been a contaminated vitamin B12 shot. He said that he took that and it might have happened. The committee, though, said that it didn't obtain any evidence supporting that. There was no evidence that the B12, which is a dietary supplement, has ever been inadvertently contaminated with an anabolic steroid. And this backs up what some anti-doping experts say.
So there is, shall we say, skepticism about Mr. Palmeiro's statement?
There is, yes, still some skepticism. It's up in the air. Although Palmeiro's lawyers, doing their job, say there is evidence that B12 and stanozolol can be mixed. They cite someone from the Dominican Federation of Sports Medicine who says that in over 20 years of work in the field, I have come across instances in which athletes were administered a mix of both substances with and without the knowledge and or consent of the athlete. So that's the situation.
Stay tuned, as usual, with this long-running story. Tom Goldman, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Neil.
NPR sports reporter Tom Goldman joined us from his home base in Portland, Oregon. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.